Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call of Yasho Industries Limited, organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavya Shah from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for connecting to Yasho Industries Q3 and 9 month FY24 business con call. Today, we have with us from the management, Mr. Parag Jhaveri, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Yayush Jhaveri, Full-Time Director, and Mr. Deepak Kaku, CFO. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that the conference call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinion, and expectation of the company as on today. A detailed disclaimer has been given in the company's investor presentation. I hope everyone had a chance to go through it, which was uploaded on stock exchange yesterday. Would like to hand over the call to Mr. Parag Jhaveri. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. We extend a warm welcome to Yasho Industries Limited Q3 and 9-month results con call. Your valuable time and interest in our company's performance are deeply appreciated. I hope that everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on stock exchange. As we embark on an in-depth into our financial and operational journey over the past 9 months, it is paramount to underscore our unwavering commitment to delivering maximum value to our stakeholders. The global economic landscape during 9 months FY24 presented formidable challenges, including subdued demand for the key products, elevated inventory cost, and price fluctuations. Despite this hurdle, our company has exhibited resilience and adaptability, achieving profitable growth on both a sequential quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year basis. The Q3 FY24 results stand out with a robust EBITDA margin of 19.4% and PAT margins of 10.1%. This success can be attributed to our unwavering focus on customer engagement, strategic product mix, particularly in the industrial segment, and a commitment to operational excellence. Active working capital management has played a pivotal role in steering this positive trajectory. A noteworthy performance metric is impressive 21% year-on-year increase in volume for the quarter and a 5% increase for the 9 months. These figures underscore our conviction that our business is on an upward trajectory and sense of buoyancy is being restored. Providing a glimpse into our ongoing project, the Pakhajan project in Dahej has commenced trial runs, and we are diligently working with the relevant authorities to secure the clearance necessary for commercial production by scheduled end of March 2024. Anticipating a boost to our EBITDA margin with the commencement of the Pakhajan facility adds a promising dimension to our future outlook. Shifting the spotlight to our business highlights, the industrial segment comprising rubber, lubricant, and special chemicals have been stalwart contributors, accounting for 87% of total revenue for the quarter and 84% for the 9 months, while export contributing 62% reflects the impact of subdued demand in different geographies. Our recent incorporation of a wholly-owned subsidiary in the United States positions us strategically for future opportunities in that market. However, one needs to keep in mind the challenges due to Red Sea crisis, which may create elongated shipment transit time, due to which there may be some impact on business. In closing, our optimism for the future trajectory of Yasho Industries Limited remains steadfast. Our enthusiasm about the prospect of the company's growth is grounded in our unwavering commitment to creating lasting value for stakeholders. This commitment, coupled with the prudent financial management and strategic initiative, will be pivotal in sustaining our growth in forthcoming years. Thank you for your attention. We are now open for the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Aman Thadani from Solidarity Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the
Thadani, can you use your handset mode, please? You're not very clear.
Hello, is this audible?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good volume growth. Sir, my first question is that despite better product mix and higher volumes, there was a dip in absolute gross profits around like 12% if I adjust for other income. So, sir, firstly, why did this happen and in which segments are we facing challenges?
Well, okay, for you and other expenses, not a business income, but for us, it's a adjustment of a forex policy due to the government rules. It's a part of either sales or the purchase differences. So there is no other standalone any kind of an other income in the company. I can assure that part of it. So we don't see any fall in the absolute margin. In terms of a growth, the gross margins.
So, sir, even if I include other income and if I look at the 21% volume growth, still there wasn't much increase in the gross profits. So, I just wanted to understand that what happened and which are the segments that are struggling over here.
Well, as I think in the past we have always said that our consumer care is not contributing to the any margins, so that has been reducing part, and that is affecting our the margins. Number one, number two, when we talk about the margins, we talk on a percentage margins. We don't talk on absolute value terms. So in the past, when the raw material price was high, the selling price was high, and we used to make a more absolute numbers, per ton. While here we are now the selling price has been reduced because of the purchase price has dropped a lot. And let me give you an example. If I am selling 100 rupees product, my margins are 40%, I make 40 rupees. Now I am selling 80 rupees same product, my margin becomes 32 rupees. So that shows a dip in the margins.
Understood, sir. And so, sir, when you talk about the Pakhajan plant, let's say, would do 550 to 600 crores of top line and the Wapi plant at peak would do 700 crores of top line. So, is it based on underlying assumption on the raw material prices?
Yes. Now, well, there could be a little bit downward can happen because that assumption was done before when the prices was high. So if you look at the today's things, then the Wapi could do about 650, not 700, and Pakhajan could be in the range of 550 to 600. So little bit downward will happen. Can you just repeat among your questions, please?
So sir, my sir question was, since when we earlier guided that Wapi could do 700 to 750 crores at peak and Pakhajan could do 550 to 600 crores at optimum capacity utilizations. So under what raw material prices was that guidance made on?
See, the Wapi guidance was definitely at the previous thing. So now Wapi we revised to 650 to 700 crore as a maximum top line as per the current prices. and the Pakhajan could be in the range of 550 somewhere, not up to 600 but 550. That's a slight dip because of the raw material, but I can say that we are now starts experiencing some price correction of raw material, and we are seeing that it is inching upward, but slowly, not at the speed the way it has dropped.
Okay, sir. And so my second question is, sir, in the last on call you mentioned that the scenario would improve from Q4 FY24 onwards. So since we're already 1 month into Q4, are we still facing the challenges that we faced in the first 9 months?
No. We see there's some spark already. Now we have to wait and watch that does this spark convert into fire or it just fizzle down. So we are too early to comment on that going forward, but it looks promising.
Okay. So my third question was, what was capacity utilization in FY24 and what is it currently?
See, in FY24 capacity there was at about 88% to 90%. Right now we are back at about 85% utilization.
Okay. And so my last question is, has the customer already started the validation process from the Pakhajan plant?
No, not yet. Since our trials are only started, we need to complete the trial and then we needed a certain government approval. When the customer looking at the validation, they look at all the compliance, not only the start of the plant, but they also need to have a required certification. So we already started working to apply for the certification and we hope that within the next 4 to 8 weeks, we should receive all that thing in place.
Okay, great, sir. So that was it. I will get back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a next question from the line of Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Manan. You are.
Yes. First of all, sir, congratulations on posting a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is with respect to the Pakhajan plant coming online in Q1 FY25 next year. So, when you say this 600-700 crore is the peak revenue potential, what sort of utilization levels will you be looking at for, say, FY25 and FY26?
Okay. Let me correct this. Number one, peak utilization revenue could be 550 as per the current prices for Pakhajan, plus minus somewhere. FY25, we are anticipating as an average 50% utilization, which will happen gradually over quarter on quarter. We anticipate to utilize up to 90% in the last quarter of FY25, and FY26 full year should be a full utilization. So that is 90%.
Okay, and as far as how we're coming to this utilization number, do we have some sort of soft commitment from our clients, or do we have contracts in place or something of that sort, or are they spot sales?
Well, we do have somewhere commitment with the customers, soft commitments, people shown keen interest, and on that basis we are giving this assumption. And also we anticipate that the full approval or the full validation might take 3 to 6 months, and that's why we are saying that the slow utilization in the first two quarters, and then third quarter onwards we expect a better utilization of the plant.
Correct. So my second question is with regards to a slide in your presentation where you speak about product A, B, C and the third product that you speak of, and you've written about potential market size at 3,000-2,000 crores, etc. Could you just give us a glimpse of what these products are specifically, and how have you arrived at the market potential market size calculation?
Well, these are the products fall from the industrial category. I cannot give beyond that any much information on that. This is a number what we arrive from the market intelligence what we have, or what we gathered through our customer interaction over a period of last 12 to 24 months.
Correct. Right, sir. I understand. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manish Gupta from Solidarity. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question was, if we assume a peak revenue of...
Your voice is not clear.
Is this better?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my first question is, if we assume a peak capacity in Vapi of about 650 crores, is it fair to assume that the peak EBITDA of the Vapi facility would be give or take about 120 crores? 120, 130 crores?
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Okay. The next question I had, Parag, was that why is our depreciation reduced in this quarter?
Manish, because we follow the depreciation, there's no much addition during the year for the Vapi, and that's the reason the depreciation, the assets are now actually getting used, amortized over the period, so that's why the depreciation is reduced now.
So essentially you're saying some assets had got fully depreciated.
Correct.
Okay. My third question is that, you know, now you are guiding for a fairly steep ramp in Pakhajan next year. Have we also tied up for working capital debt that we will need as we ramp up Pakhajan?
I think we have that commitment with our bankers. We don't see a challenge there, Manish Bhai.
So we will not need to raise any equity to fill up the Pakhajan plant because that debt is tied up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. My next question is that right now, all the expenses on salaries, etc. in Pakhajan, they will all be getting capitalized, or are we taking part of those expenses through the P&L at present?
No, everything is capitalized.
Okay. And the last question I had was that there is a steep reduction in other expenses in this quarter. Is that primarily explained by freight reduction?
Freight, there is some reduction also in the power and fuel accounts also. Number one is the freight, number two is the power and the fuel reduction, number three, some repairing reduction, and fourth, this got last in 24, we had done some job work, now we do everything in-house, so that saving is there. So that's due to the fourth savings week, there's a reduction.
Okay. So one more question, if I may, Parag.
Allow somebody else. Mm-hmm. Then please, Manish, you come in the queue later on. Otherwise, we'll not get an opportunity. Sorry.
No problem.
Please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So you mentioned about that the prices of the products that you plan to manufacture from Pakhajan have corrected. So have the raw materials that are used for these products also corrected? I mean, are we confident that we can maintain the 20% plus sort of margins that we plan to achieve over here based on these revised prices?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what has been the primary reason for this correction? I mean, is it a supply-led correction in the prices which has led, or there is a demand slowdown, or it is purely because of the correction in the raw material side?
See, mainly the demand has not, is glutted demand. Everyone knows that the certain countries in Asia is not doing good. Demand is subdued. Even the Europe is still struggling. So these two continents are not supporting the overall demand and consumption. And second set, there is a production going on, so someone has to sell the product.
Then do you think that when our capacity also comes online, there could be further correction in the prices in that case?
Prices of what? Raw material or finished goods?
No. The finished goods.
Finished goods? Oh, come on. We are not coming with a capacity of 2 lakh metric tons. We are just coming with a capacity of 20,000 metric tons. So I don't see that will have a global impact of the prices.
But our capacity would be roughly 10% of the market size, right?
No. We are not. I think we current phase one capacity should be less than 2% of the market size.
Okay, so then you are very confident that our capacity will not result in any sort of disturbance in the pricing of these products.
We are factoring this selling price. We already factored in the discount what we need to offer in the market.
Right. Understood. My next question was on the debt side. Has the debt of the company gone up during the quarter? And if so, if you can quantify it by how much?
I think we said that the peak debt by the March end will be about 500 crore. That will remain that.
Okay. This will be including the, even after working capital requirement for the new plant, our peak debt should remain at around 500 crores only.
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thanks, I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harshal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. We are seeing a good volume growth. When do we see a pricing growth in the, because the we have a volume growth but the revenue is dipping. So when do we see the reversal in pricing trend in for Yesho Industries?
Mr. Arsal, we don't anticipate to happen in the next quarter, but it may happen down the line 2 quarters somewhere where the market will rebound overall, the demand rebound overall in an Asian country and also in a European world. That time we might see some upward price going up. We already seen some price correction, but you cannot say that how quickly that is going to rise and how quickly that is going to have impact on our selling price.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, my question is with regards to margins. So, we've seen our operating margins come back to September 22 levels, which was our peak last year. And currently, we're back at that. So, I'm just curious, since you said that you track operating margins on a percentage basis, how should we look at operating margins in the next, say, four to eight quarters going forward?
At least for next 4 to 6 quarters or maybe 8 quarters, operating margin will improvise a bit, maybe by 2 points or somewhere as a company level, because we will be adding and selling more of an industrial segment which has a better margin. So we do expect at the company level the margin to improvise further.
So, but when you say 2, you mean 200 basis points, right? 2%, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So just following up to that, sir, you, in your presentation, you also mentioned that you are doing some debottlenecking, etc. with your new capex.
That is all. No. I think that then there's a small mistake. There's no more debottlenecking happening. Vapi is totally saturated. There's no room. Only the room could be the some of the capacity will be freed up by moving to the Pakhajan. We will add some different product and that will that should give us a better markup.
Okay, and within Pakhajan, are you looking at higher margins than your current going rate? Like more than 20%, 18 or 20%?
Yes, obviously. Then only the company will have as a control level, the margin will improve. The margin improvement mainly coming from Pakhajan.
Okay. So you're saying the current plant is peaked efficiency at 18% and whatever upward mobility will come from the new Pakhajan plant.
Yes.
Correct. Understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and 1 on their phone now. The next question is from the line of Anil Thakkar from Jalansh Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to you. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, just wanted to know what is the current debt level and what part of the total debt, what part is attributable to the Pakhajan facility, which is in WIP?
Out of 500 crore debt, 270 towards the Pakhajan and rest for the 200 and 300, another 30 crores is for the Vapi and 200 crores for the working capital.
Okay, so 300 plus 270 and another 200, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Darshan Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had a couple of quick questions building upon the previous participants. You'd given them an answer on how you're seeing the European markets. If you can just get a sense, I see 21% increase in volumes in the quarter, but their exports declined. So primarily, how is the Indian market shaping for you, or what are you, what is your outlook of the offtake of your products in the Indian markets?
Well, Indian market is robust. It's growing at a good speed. I can say that there is a growth of about 7 to 8% in Indian market in a volume terms, more than what we did as a 9 month. We did 5% growth overall, but Indian market growth was more than the export market. I can say that, and we foresee that from Pakhajan also we will have a good local participation, and our volume should increase. When you look at the export down, two things have happened. In FY24, the export has a component of freight, which is now reduced a lot. So you see the export down, but which is, in reality, it's not happening that. Exports down. Okay. What you knocked off is a more of a freight component, which is always part of the sales number.
Okay, sir. And my second question, perhaps my last question, would be that we've set up a subsidiary in US for distributing our product. So, but then throughout this term, inclusive, what we've seen is, you know, US is still to recover, be it their imports and everything. So what gives you this confidence when you look at European markets? So what do you look, what gives you this confidence to start expanding in the US market going forward?
Well, that is a major market for Yashua today in an export segment. U.S. is contributing more than 40% revenue in an exports. If you look at the 100% pie chart, U.S. accounts with the more than 40%. And here we want to penetrate more with the end user. And if we need to go with end user, we need to have a stock point in U.S. like how we have in Europe.
Okay, sir. And this will be only for product C or for all of our products? Because I think in the presentations also mentioned the end user for product C is USA. So that is how I could connect.
It is for entire Yashua portfolio. There's nothing like product A, B, C. It's entire portfolio, 150 product we are talking about.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I would like to thank everyone for taking time out and joining on the call today. I hope we have been able to respond to your queries adequately. We look forward to your continued support as we navigate the road ahead together. If you have any queries, you may kindly reach out to our investor relations partner, Oriental Capital. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Yashua Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.